This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, in R.E., Todd N. Agron, respondent, decided December 10, 2024 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Opinion issued December 10, 2024, in R.E., Todd N. Agron. No, SC-1543, respondent. Original disciplinary proceeding. In this original attorney disciplinary proceeding, Todd Agron stipulated to professional misconduct. The party's only dispute is the appropriate discipline for Agron's ethical violations, because Agron made payments to an illicit paper lead referral service and knowingly made dishonest statements to those investigating his misconduct. This court suspends Agron's license to practice law indefinitely with no leave to apply for reinstatement for 12 months. Factual background and procedural history. Agron was admitted to the Missouri Bar in 2004 and has no prior disciplinary history. For the first 4 years of his career, Agron was an assistant prosecutor in the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office. Afterward, Agron transitioned into private practice, focusing on personal injury cases. In October 2020, Agron entered into a business relationship with the personal injury group DDBAA National Accident Consulting, LLC2NAC, which advertised itself as providing referral services to personal injury attorneys specializing in automobile accidents. In other words, NAC referred individuals injured in automobile accidents to personal injury lawyers. NAC was not a qualified lawyer referral service, nor registered with the Office of Chief Disciplinary Counsel, OCDC, as required by the Missouri Rules of Professional Conduct. Agron paid NAC $500 per referral. From October 2020 to April 2021, Agron paid a total of $77,000 to NAC for 154 referrals in 16 separate checks. During this time period, Agron did not make any reasonable efforts to ensure NAC was a properly registered or qualified referral service. In October 2020, Agron wrote a $500 check to RW, who presented himself as an NAC employee, in exchange for a client referral. 4 months later, RW solicited a potential personal injury client for Agron. RW unlawfully obtained personal and private information about the potential client. Agron did not investigate whether RW was an attorney or otherwise qualified to refer clients to attorneys. In April 2021, OCDC sent Agron a letter requesting a written response regarding a complaint by an attorney whose client had been contacted by a runner named RW, who claimed to work with Agron. One Agron responded that RW was wholly unknown to him. One A runner is a non-lawyer who solicits personal injury cases for a lawyer. Runner, Black's Law Dictionary, 12th edition, 2024. See also runner, Black's Law Dictionary, a 6th edition, 1990, defining a runner as a person who solicits business for an attorney from accident victims, and noting runners could also be referred to as ambulance chasers. RW, for example, served as a runner when he solicited a client for Agron in return for $500. Three claimed no one representing his office would be authorized to call and solicit representation, and suggested the complaint was made in bad faith. 1 week later, an OCDC special representative emailed Agron requesting additional information in the form of written responses to 8 questions. The special representative warned that any lack of candor on your part will only serve to aggravate the situation. Agron denied using investigators or runners, participating in any referral programs, or paying for referrals within the prior 12 months. On May 7, 2021, the special representative inquired whether Agron was familiar with RW, NAC, and another individual, TS, who had formed NAC. The special representative sent Agron a photocopy of RWSSNAC business card. Agron responded, "I do recall a guy named R that came by my office saying he had some kind of website for attorney referrals some time ago. Nothing ever came of it." Regarding TS, Agron stated he knew TS worked at a chiropractic office where Agron had dropped off business cards, but claimed he was unaware that TS had formed NAC. 2 months later, OCDC requested copies of Agron's law office operating account bank statements from October 2020 to April 2021.
Agron retained counsel and sent the requested bank statements to OCDC. In September 2021, Agron sent OCDC a statement of clarification and/or correction. Agron confessed that his initial responses to OCDC were misleading, and he also confessed to knowing RW, TS, and NAC and paying them for referrals. Further, Agron professed that he was aware TS worked for NAC. Agron acknowledged that he knew NAC was a pay-per-lead referral service, despite TS's full representation that the firm was merely an advertising service. Agron claimed he had reached out to peers in the legal community for mentorship and advisement moving forward. Concluding his statement, Agron admitted his